يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدى محمد، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. Allah subhanahu says in his glorious book, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Him, and He is al-hayyu, and He is al-qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Slumber does not seize him, nor does sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth belongs to him. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. And who is it that can intercede with him except by his permission? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. And he knows that was before them and what is behind them. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and none can intercede with him except by his permission. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and the preservation or the taking care of them does not tire him or make him fatigued in any way. He takes care of both of them, and he is the high, al-ali, al-azim, the tremendous. Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radahu, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the Messenger of Allah asked him, ayyu ayatin a'zamu bi kitabillah. The Messenger of Allah asked him, which ayah in the book of Allah azza wa jal is the most tremendous? And then, in a rhetorical question, answering the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. The verse of Al Kursi. And then the narrator of the hadith, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest reciters of Quran that ever lived, after the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, who was the best in all worship, he said, فَضَرَبَ عَلَى صَدْرِي. The Messenger of Allah struck me on my chest. And he said to me, O Abu Munzir, which was the kunya of Ubay bin Ka'b, Ya Aba Munzir, may Allah nourish your knowledge. May Allah nourish your knowledge. This afternoon, inshallah, and in the following Jum'ah, we'd like to talk about the excellence and the meaning of Ayatul Kursi. This ayah is the most tremendous ayah in the Quran. The book in whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzal ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Praise be to Allah, the one who revealed His book, this book, the Quran, on His slave Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And you cannot find in this book any crookedness. This book that has no crookedness in it has an ayah called Ayatul Kursi, the verse of Al-Kursi. And unfortunately, many of us have adopted the name for this ayah in English, calling it the verse of the throne. Mistakenly calling it the verse of the throne. In our speeches, in our khutbahs, in our exhortations, in our everyday discourse about this ayah, we make the mistake of calling it the verse of the throne. We'd like to correct this afternoon by saying that Ayatul Kursi is not the verse of the throne, but it is the verse of the footstool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a footstool and He has a throne. His footstool, as He says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ. His footstool extends over the heavens and the earth. But in the only authentic narration giving the comparison of the size to the footstool and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah, Al-Mustafa, Al-Amin, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that in the comparison or the likeness of Allah's footstool to His throne, His arsh, is like a woman's bangle thrown into the middle of a desert. That the size of the footstool of Allah, the kursi, that's mentioned in this ayah, in comparison to the throne of Allah, of which Allah Azza wa Jal is over in a manner that is befitting His majesty. The size of the footstool to the throne of Allah is like a woman's bangle in the middle of a desert. This tremendous verse is a verse that is recited after obligatory prayers all throughout the Muslim world. It is a verse that is recited in the homes of individuals to protect them from the shaitan. It is the ayah from the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is recited before people go to bed, and we should teach our children and our wives to recite this before they go to bed. This tremendous ayah of the Quran is an ayah that contains the ayat from among the ayat of Allah and the attributes from the attributes of Allah and the names from among the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by saying, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except to Him. And He is al-hayyu al-qayyum. We already know that Allah, the name Allah, the lafzul jalala, the auspicious sublime name of Allah, is the greatest of Allah's names. We know that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. We know that He has no beginning and no ending. We know that He has no son and no mother, no father and no daughter. We know that He has no partners. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nourisher, the sustainer, the provider of all His creatures. He has no needs, and everything depends on Him. Allah begins by saying there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity, as an ilah, as anything taken as an object of worship except Him. He is al-hayyu and He is al-qayyum. The name of Allah was never used by anyone in the times of Jahiliyyah, nor in the time of Islam when the Quran was being revealed. Only until recently, among the pagans, the mushrikun, the heathenistic individuals, among those people called the Nation of Islam and the Five Percenters and the like, just at this particular time in history, people have the audacity to call themselves Allahu. Never in the time of Jahiliyyah did an individual no matter how paganistic they were, called themselves Allah. Only Rahman and other names of Allah. But no one in the time of before Islam called themselves Allahu. This is a new bid'ah and a new type of shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by His auspicious name, and He says that He, there is nothing worthy of worship except Him. He is Al-Hayy, and He is Al-Qayyum. According to the scholars of Islam, these two names that have attributes, the qualities or descriptions inside of them, they say that these two names, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, are two of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one of them shows the perfection of the attributes itself, or themselves, and the other shows the perfection of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for Al-Hayy, Al-Hayy signifies the possessor of complete life. This is a quality that none other than Allah has. Al-Hayy indicates complete life without any deficiencies whatsoever. The scholars of Islam say that this word Al-Hayy points to the very existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it shows perfection in the sense of existence and non-existence, and from the point of perfection and imperfection, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete life. That He was not overtaken by any non-existence, nor will He ever disappear or terminate, as opposed to the created thing. If we look at this word Al-Hayy, we'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the meaning of this word, Allah is eternal. And anything, as the scholars of Islam, is eternal, shows also that that thing is self-subsisting. Anything that is self-subsisting means it is independent. And anything that is independent means that it's everlasting. This is Al-Hayyu. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is life, but that He has a life that is unlike any other life. As He says in another verse of Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him. And He is the hearer, the seer. Meaning that there is no life like the life of Allah. It is complete and it is perfect, without a beginning nor ending. The human being also has a life. The animals have a life. The plants have a life. And the deficiencies that they have in this, meaning the life, shows a part of the perfection of the human being from a humanistic point, or an animalistic point, or from the point of the vegetation kingdom. It shows perfection in those things that Allah created among the same genus of the thing. But when a human being says that he is the only one that has no beginning or end, or that he is the one that will never die, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious Quran, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. So have your ultimate dependency upon Al-Hayy, the one who never dies. Any individual who says this, then this shows the greatest form of imperfection. As for Al-Qayyum, Al-Qayyum means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qa'imu بِنَفْسِهِ. Allah stands on His own. Allah stands and exists on His own. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has explained to us that Al-Qayyum is the one who is always existing. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala borrowed His existence, as some deviants from among the Muslims claim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't have the quality of Al-Qayyum from time before, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adopted the attribute of Al-Qayyum, that He eventually became the one who stands on His own. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And we seek refuge with Allah from this thinking. So in this auspicious ayah of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins, as Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said, that there are three verses in the Quran that have two of the auspicious great names of Allah, Al-Hayyu and Al-Qayyum. That anyone who uses these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these two names, Allah will answer their dua. Those two names are Al-Hayyu and Al-Qayyum, and the three verses are Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, and Surah Taha. And this is why the Prophet alayhi salam encouraged the Muslims by his statement, من قرأ آية الكرسي في دبر كل صلاة لم يحل بينه وبين دخول الجنة إلا الموت. If anyone or whoever recites Ayat al-Kursi at the end of every salah, nothing will be able to come between him and entering Jannah except death. If you recite Ayat al-Kursi, the verse of the footstool, at the end of every salah, nothing will be able to prevent you from entering. Nothing will be a barrier between you and entering Jannah except death. As for the hadith that says, and if he recites it when he goes to bed, Allah will grant security to his house, his neighbor's house, and the inhabitants of the little dwellings around him. This hadith and others like it, collected by Imam al-Bayhaqi and Shu'ab al-Iman, and also by Shaykh Sayyid Sabiq in his book Fiqh al-Sunnah, Hafidhullah, may Allah preserve them, these hadiths are unauthentic and they should not be attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. سنة nor نوم sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the scholars of tafsir of Quran, the statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم, slumber nor sleep sees Allah. They say that the wording and the expression that Allah used subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah shows the deep, extreme wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, could have said, لا ينام, Allah does not sleep. Why, as the scholars of tafsir say, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, لا ينام, he does not sleep? Why did he say, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم? The sinner does not seize Allah, nor the sleep. They say, and Allah knows best, because the seizure encompasses seizure by force and seizure by choice. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to say, لا ينام الله, Allah does not sleep, we already know that Allah is not forced to go asleep. But it could be implied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his choice does not sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not overtaken by sleep, nor does he choose not to sleep. This is an exclusive attribute on the negative side, denouncing, repudiating the fact that neither by force nor by choice does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. And then the scholars of Islam go on by saying that not only does Allah, is not Allah overtaken by the sleep, that the prelude to the sleep called sinah or na'as, the prelude, the thing that overtakes all created things that have a soul, this prelude to the sleep does not overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa hashahu wa li'adhu billah, and we forbid any thought or statement that Allah is overtaken by sleep, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were overtaken by fatigue or slumber or dozing, then this would show a defect in Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the human being, slumber and fatigue and dozing is part of the attributes of the human being, And it shows the completion and the perfection of him as a human being. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And we have given for the human being sleep as a repose. So this is part of the attributes of the human being, that they have to have this sleep. This is part of his qualities. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him denying the fact that he does not sleep, nor does the thing that is a prelude to the sleep overtake him, this is showing the perfection and the completion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the hadith that is collected by Abu Hatim, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, where the children of Israel asked Prophet Musa, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sleep? And then the hadith goes on saying that Musa allegedly said, fear Allah. And then he was commanded to take two bottles, one in each hand, standing up all night. After one third of the night, slumber overtook him and he fell to his knees. He wanted to obey Allah, as the hadith goes on, so he quickly stood back up. So as he got up later, he fell to his knees and both hands clasped together and the bottles broke. And then as the hadith goes on, it says that Allah said to Musa, if it was my nature to sleep, the heavens and earth would fall as the two bottles fell. This hadith is an unauthentic hadith on the tongues of Muslims all around the world, and it should not be attributed to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has left us, it is an ayah that the companions of the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام strove to memorize and teach their families. What we learn from this particular ayah and the first two parts or sentences of this ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is ghani, the one who is hamid, the one who is independent, totally independent from his creatures, that he is the one who has no mu'een, that he is the one who has no mushir, that he is the one who has no nasir, that he is the one who has no shariq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no supporter. He has no assistant. He has no consultant. He has no aider. He has no helper. We learn from this ayah from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions have explained to us that if the person memorizes this ayah and says this ayah after every salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, as related by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that anyone who says this ayah at night before they go to bed, shaitan will never be able to approach them. And we have a very beautiful story in conclusion that Abu Huraira himself radiallahu anhu was protecting the Zakat al-Fitr, the Baytul Mal in the month of Ramadan. And a person came, stealing from the Baytul Mal, from the Zakat al-Fitr, to show the excellence of this ayah. And when he caught him, he said, I'm going to take you to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. And the man pleaded with him, don't take me, I have a family, they're hungry, I'm in need, let me go, and I'll never come back. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu let the man go. And then the Messenger of Allah, the one who received the wahi from Allah, the revelation, came to him and told Abu Huraira, asking him, how was your visitor last night? And Abu Huraira, without any amazement, because he knew that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation, he said that he was hungry and I caught him stealing from the Baytul Mal. And I told him I was going to bring him to you, but he pleaded with me and I let him go. So then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told Abu Huraira in this authentic hadith in al-Bukhari, he said, surely the visitor is going to come back. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, knowing that sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah speaks the truth, he waited for him to come back. And of course he came back, stealing again. And then he repeated what he had said the night before. And then a third night, he repeated what happened the second and the first night. And then finally, the person who was stealing told him, I'll give you something that will benefit you. I'll give you something that if you say it every night before you go to bed, you will have a protection. You will have protection from the shaitan, from the devil. Recite Ayatul Kursi. Recite the verse of the footstool. And then the Messenger of Allah returned again, asking him the questions again. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam told him, even though he has spoken the truth, he is kazoob. He is extreme liar. It was shaitan. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn from the companions that this ayah of the auspicious book of Allah, the final revelation, the Quran, Al-Kareem, is a tremendous ayah. And we should try with all our best to memorize this ayah in the Arabic language, not in English and not in Spanish or French. We should learn this ayah in the Arabic language. We should teach it to our families, our wives and our children. We should say it as much as we can after the salah and before we go to bed. And remember the meaning of this ayat, especially the first two sentences of this ayat. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Him. He is al-hayy and al-qayyum. Slumber nor sleep overtake Him not. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكنن من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.